Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
John Hansen, good morning. How are you again, my friend?
John, good to talk with you. Happy Thursday.
John frequently fills in for a lot of us here at WGN Radio. You see him on TV in town, and we sent him over to Beverly because our hometown series today spotlights that Chicago neighborhood. And everybody knows Beverly, southwest side, about a 25-minute drive from downtown. I think we said 12 miles on the radio. But then I think, okay, what do I need to know if somebody asks me about Beverly, right? So what should I know, John?
Well, first and foremost, you know, I've been to Beverly a couple times, but we went, Curtis and I, one of the producers at WGN, we drove to about five or six different spots, toured the whole place, and I got to say, first and foremost, it's such a gorgeous neighborhood just to drive around. Now, Granted, we were there on what was going to be the Southside Irish Parade Day a couple weeks ago, but Irish flags were everywhere. The homes are gorgeous, different architecture, not just the straight grid pattern. There's a lot of different weaving, curvy road. It's just a cool neighborhood to drive through. But what I loved is we stopped at a bunch of spots. That neighborhood is rooted in rich history, and we stopped at places that have been open for 70, 80 years and a couple new spots, too. So why don't I just start off by telling you about top-notch beef burgers. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, John, but it's one of those, it's right on 95th Street, one of those places that claims to be the best beef burgers in town. And it's just doing takeout service right now. They haven't opened up the dining room yet. But it's an awesome spot if you're just looking for a great burger and fries, the crinkle-cut fries, kind of like what you expect. I think every neighborhood has their favorite spot. And if you're in Beverly, top-notch beef burger is the place to go. So juicy, so good. And I'm only bummed out because I ordered first, and I got a quarter pound. I didn't realize there was a half-pound option that Curtis got, and I was jealous by the end of the meal.
Yeah, no kidding. By the way, you mentioned the Southside Irish Parade. I mean, that's an Irish neighborhood. Lots of cops, firefighters in that neighborhood, right?
Yeah, and they did something cool. They obviously couldn't do the parade this year, and unfortunately, St. Paddy's Day kind of fell in that weird spot where they're missing two holidays, 2 years in a row.
Oh, yeah.
But what they did is they did the Shamrock Our Block thing where people just decorated their houses to the nines. I mean, think of like the most over-the-top, gaudy Christmas displays that you see, and put Irish themes in that instead. Blow-up dolls of St. Patrick, maps of little cardboard houses on the blocks, replicating the best spots in the neighborhood. And all of it was to raise money for the local businesses, because really, Beverly, that is what they are about. They're local, hometown, homegrown businesses.
Yeah, that we've got a couple of members of our staff that live in that neighborhood, and they talk about it like people talk about, well, their hometown. Like if you were from someplace else and you came to Chicago, but you would fondly remember your city or state. People talk about Beverly that way. And Surratt was talking about, what did he say, like the only castle in the city or something like that?
Yes, this is the Irish Castle, which we stopped by. It's the Givens Castle. It's now a Unitarian church. It was built in 1887 by this very rich real estate developer. But his goal was to build this thing right on the border of Morgan Park and Beverly, near the Rock Island line that goes right through town, to try and attract people to the neighborhood. So he spent $80,000 in 1887, which translates to about $3 million today, on this gorgeous castle. I mean, it's got turrets. It's inspired by castles that he visited in Ireland, and it's really cool. It's perched up on a hill. You may have driven by it, but go ahead and park. They got a parking lot there for the church. Walk around because the details are cool. The stained glass over the doors is still there. The limestone, the Joliet limestone, is really cool to look at. It's a great, for you young people out there, it's a great selfie spot for Instagram.
Did you go to Rainbow Cone?
Oh, of course. I mean, seriously, you can't go to Beverly without going to Rainbow Cone, but I have to admit it was my first time ever there. And the story is awesome, too. I mean, here's Grandpa Joe, as they called him. 1926 started Rainbow Cone, and it's still in the family. I mean, Grandpa Jones' grandson is now running the place. It's been basically at the same location since the late 20s, early 30s. He's got a cool radio connection, too. I mean, one of the reasons why it grew popular was Grandpa Joe put a radio speaker outside, which was kind of unheard of in the late 20s, early 30s. So people would go in the summer. They'd gather. They'd get some ice cream. But they'd stay and they'd listen to the world news as it was coming through, probably listening to WGN. Well, at least we hope they were. And how cool is that? And that's how it grew in popularity.
I believe today that would be a violation of ASCAP and BMI fair use.
Yes.
They would get fined.
Yeah, they'd have to get their license. Yeah, for sure.
A fee, which would be just horrible. What else did you do in Beverly?
Well, we stopped by Wild Blossom Meadery and Winery. I don't want to talk too much about it because I think you're chatting with them coming up later in the show.
Yeah.
But if you are ever looking for a place to escape the city feel, it was one of the coolest places. First of all, I didn't know what a meadery was. I'm sure they'll answer that. But a glass of wine, it's right off a bike trail path, which has connections all the way to downtown and all through the south suburbs. It's right off the train stop. Sit outside. Flowers are growing. Have some wine, beer, or mead. It's a real cool spot.
I'm going to talk to them in a little bit. Just give me one more thing I should know or that you saw about Beverly.
Beverly Arts Center. I didn't know what to expect. We walked in, and I was blown away by an exhibit they have there right now, the Sandra Leonard sculptural costumes and paintings. You can see a little bit in the video that we did and published at WGNRadio.com. That exhibit's there for a couple more days, but they got an art competition in April. Awesome place to go.
All right, Johnny boy. Well, are you going to do this whenever we send, shine our spotlight on one of the hometowns? You'll be the guy, right?
I will, as long as Curtis picks up the tab at the places we go.
Well, have him order first next time.
Yeah, right. I got to see what he's having.
I'll see you, John.
Thanks, John.